Measure A, to be decided by Sonoma County voters next Tuesday, would establish a tax on all aspects of cannabis businesses in the county. It is linked to the county's earlier action limiting where those businesses, especially growing sites, can legally operate. And it is intended, says Supervisor David Rabbit, to cover the costs of regulating the emerging cannabis industry.
When California passed Prop 64, it was to legalize and tax. Some will say it was to legalize and tax the hell out of it. We're not taxing the hell out of it. There is a range within Measure A. We're starting at the lower end. We're trying to do it responsibly. We know that there's a lot of people that have economic benefit because of the industry. At the same time, we want to make sure all the impacts of the industry are properly mitigated.
But the special election process has been criticized for its cost, around $400,000, and haste. The initiative was introduced mere days before the deadline, which passed before any additional analysis or arguments against it could be submitted.
The 4 or 5 days right before our final reading with the land use ordinance, here's a tax measure on a ballot here in March. So yes, absolutely. I wish we had more time. There was more conversation with the stakeholders.
That's Felipe Ricalde, a board member for several cannabis business groups and spokesman on this issue for the Sonoma County Growers Alliance. He says that while the industry welcomes the protections that come with legalization and is willing to be taxed in return, Measure A is harsh and unfair.
I'm concerned of a tax measure that's different than every other industry that allows taxes to be increased without going back to the vote of a people. And going to the general fund, not having any sort of oversight or reporting, being able to tax any of the different license types, you can shut down, for example, distribution that is going to be operating on a small margin. With a 10% gross receipts tax, it's over.
Tamira Holm created and runs CannaCare, a small enterprise based in rural Santa Rosa. Her carefully cultivated cannabis strains go into medicinal salves and ointments for pain relief. Measure A, she fears, will doom her business.
The new 15% off-the-top state tax starts in January, and Measure A will affect me 10% and 5% for manufacturing, so a total of 15% of gross earnings. Let's say my sales are $100,000. Right off the top, before I've paid for cost of goods sold, I've sent $30,000 to the state and to the county. Now that leaves me $20,000 because my cost is about 50%. And I still have not paid my income tax, federal and state, my BOE tax, any marketing. I will be very challenged to even stay in business.
West County Supervisor Linda Hopkins joined the board after Measure A was authorized and has her own concerns about some aspects of it. If it passes, she hopes to be able to moderate its implementation in some ways.
I think we have an opportunity to work with the cannabis community to help set rates that make sense and get some data to help us do that. It's going to be a tension between having enough money to implement successfully and to provide for some of the community needs, but also making sure that we don't price people back into the black market.
That's something that Proposition 64 was intended to clean up, and something that critics of Measure A fear that it will renew. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.